Red Sea published details of polling it's been conducting in the Sunday Business Post yesterday. Red Sea has been asking people about their party political voting intentions and their view of the marriage referendum in the poll. Fine Gael is up 3, as is Labour. Fianna Fáil remains on 19%. Sinn Féin is down 4 and Independents are down 2 as well. Richard Colwell is Managing Director of Red Sea and is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
We'll talk about the party political aspect of things in a moment, but the marriage referendum, it would appear from the polling details you published yesterday that the apparent support levels are not quite as strong as many may have thought.
Yeah, well, I think when we've been coming up to a referendum in the past, what we've seen is if you ask people how they're going to vote a long way out from the referendum, what they tend to say is what they feel is the kind of general theme in the public at that time. And so it was a decision by us to actually try and look at that a bit more closely and understand, you know, is this really as strong a support as has been seen in many polls running up to this stage? So what we tried to do was to look at those who said they were going to vote yes in the referendum and understand whether they had any reservations towards the topics that might be brought up during the campaign. When we did that, what we saw was that actually the, if you like, secure support, those who didn't have any reservations about things like adoption by gay couples or same-sex marriage in general, was actually less than the top-line figures suggested. What you end up with is maybe less than half of all adults who actually say they would support the referendum and don't have any reservations, therefore might not waver in that sense.
So it's just not the fully committed voter. Is that the issue?
Yes, and absolutely. Those people might actually go on to vote yes, but the point is that there is a threat to the yes vote that they might also be persuaded by the arguments during the campaign proper to change their mind and vote don't know or no. And that's a typical action that happens during campaigns with referendum, because what you're asking people to do is to change the constitution. And Irish population don't like changing the constitution unless there's a very good valid reason for doing so. So if there's an argument that puts doubt in their mind, what they tend to do is either not vote or vote no. And as the campaign goes, that's the more likely shift in support.
For the polling you conducted, if the vote was to take place this week?
If the vote was to take this week and there was no more arguments at all, then it would probably pass. But if there was a big campaign with a lot of arguments and people became uncertain with it, then there's a chance it might not.
On the party political side of things, if you look at it on the face of it, not huge figures, but some hope for optimism if you were based in government buildings.
Yeah, well, after several months during the end of last year of declines for both government parties, I think there'll be relief that there is an increase again this month. Obviously, the problem for the government parties has been announcing a budget of the first non-austerity budget, but then actually not anyone seeing any benefit from that until this month. So there is an argument to say that people have started to see the impact of the budget in their pay packets, and that has had a positive response. The other point to make is that, you know, the government parties tend to do better when there has been less news, if you like, or less political news in the agenda, which has happened obviously over the over January and the Christmas period, and therefore they quite often benefit in the first month of the year as well.
So it's just people haven't been hearing about what they've been doing.
Potentially.
Again, while we talk about hope, it's a relative term. If the figures which were turned out in the poll you published yesterday for government, it would be wipeout.
It would be pretty damaging, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Labour Party is still down 10%, half what it achieved at the last election. And Fine Gael are also down quite considerably. I mean, it would be a difficult decision as to how you would form a government.
OK, Richard Colwell, Managing Director of Red Sea, thank you for coming in to us.
Thank you.